T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Aaron Katursky is joining us live now to set up our look at what has been talked about by the FDA over really the past several weeks, but coming more and more clear in the past 24 hours. Boosters, who can get them, what kind they can get, what exactly is authorized. Aaron, the FDA kind of shedding some light on some questions that a lot of people had yesterday.
Well, the FDA authorized booster shots for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, Brian, and it's the same age group for Moderna as for Pfizer, 65 and older, and those who are at a little more risk than others due to their age, due to their health history, due to their job, and that's been kind of consistent throughout. The Johnson & Johnson authorization is for anybody 18 plus. And the key thing that the FDA authorized was the mixing and matching. So if you had a Johnson & Johnson shot initially, you can get a dose of Moderna or Pfizer as your booster. And the CDC today is going to take up the debate and maybe shed some light on which one might be, you know, offering the most protection.
Yeah, it sounds just a little bit complicated. So if you did receive a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, is it up to you to pick whether you want the Pfizer or Moderna booster?
It is, and some of that may be a function of, you know, what your pharmacy is offering or what your doctor is offering, or, you know, where you can go. There may yet be some more research in the, you know, in the coming weeks, and we'll find out if the CDC science advisors today have anything more to say about it, about whether a Johnson & Johnson recipient would be better off with a Moderna or a Pfizer. It seems as if both would be fine and provide good protection. Whether one is better than another specifically for a Johnson & Johnson recipient, the CDC advisors may get into today.
Of course, there's been a lot of news about a COVID vaccine for kids, especially elementary-aged kids. We don't have approval for that, but still the White House pushing states and other agencies to be ready by pre-ordering.
And this is something they're going to make available, you know, even before any, you know, specific authorization comes, because they anticipate that, you know, by Thanksgiving or so, the country will be ready to administer doses to 5 to 11-year-olds. And rather than, you know, wait until then, they want the states to pre-order and to pre-position. And we heard Governor Hochul speak this week about her ideas for how this should go. And she really talked about making the vaccine available through pediatricians, because she said kids would probably, and I think this is right, you know, based on my own daughter, would probably feel more comfortable getting the shot from their doctor, somebody they know, you know, rather than going to some, you know, clinic or even to a pharmacy.
And she also pointed out that she'd like it to be given in schools as well.
Sure. And we've seen, I don't know if you're doing it in Buffalo, but here in the city, we're doing vaccinations in, right now it's middle schools and high schools, you know, whatever the age group is offered. And the city has been talking about expanding that to elementary schools once the, once the vaccine is available for the elementary set.
Aaron, thanks. Aaron Katursky joining us live this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.